Wednesday after a judge granted an interim order to limit pro-democracy protests that crippled one of the world's busiest travel hubs. The shutdowns had sparked clashes between demonstrators and riot police while frustrating stranded air passengers. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters have circulated letters online apologising to travellers for inconveniences during the past 5 days of airport occupations. They're asking for understanding and forgiveness as young people in Hong Kong continue to fight for freedom and democracy. Meanwhile, police say they arrested five people over violence at the city's international airport on Tuesday. A further development is that satellite photos show what appear to be armoured personnel carriers belonging to China's paramilitary People's Armed Police parked close to the border with Hong Kong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There is fresh confusion over the fate of an Iranian oil tanker seized near the British territory of Gibraltar last month. The deputy head of Iran's maritime agency says the Grace One will soon be released by Gibraltar authorities. But Western media reports say a senior official in Gibraltar called the report untrue. Although the vessel was taken by British forces, London says it is a matter for Gibraltar to resolve. The territory's Supreme Court is scheduled to hold a hearing on the case tomorrow. Wildfires are tearing their way through Evia, a Greek island nature reserve north of Athens. Four villages and a monastery have been evacuated as hundreds of firefighters try to contain the flames. Greece is asking Croatia and Italy for help. In a 24-hour period from Monday night through Tuesday, close to 60 forest fires broke out around the country. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has reassigned the warden and ordered two guards placed on leave at the federal jail, where billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein apparently took his own life last weekend. The 66-year-old Epstein was awaiting trial and sex trafficking charges involving teenage girls. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization has recognized new treatments for Ebola.